Hey, Fox. Ooh, on the line right now, we have a legend. We got Ed Lover, MTV, Woo! Radio.
Who's the man? Y'all?
Come on. Ed Lover. How you doing, Ed Lover?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing fantastic. Living, breathing, loving Chicago. Loving the new job in Chicago. I'm great.
No doubt. Now, listen, Yo MTV Raps 30th anniversary experience goes down Friday, June 1st at the Barclays Center. This is going to be crazy, man. Y'all got
Dos Effects. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, like Dos Effects, Big Daddy Kane, a bunch of people, man. Like, let's bring us back 30 years ago. Did you think this show would be this monumental for hip-hop?
No. When 30 years ago, I thought this show was a summer job, to be honest with you. We had, Dre and I had no contracts from MTV. We got put on. We didn't know how long it was going to last. We didn't know anything. And it's just a blessing that 30 years later, you know, this show had so much impact on hip hop that people still love it and remember it and respect it 30 years later.
Yeah, that was one of the ways that I saw hip hop videos on MTV through you guys.
Self-destruction.
And, yeah, everything. Like, yeah. Did you guys have any play in what videos were chosen during that time?
Well, absolutely. When MTV Raps first started, Dre, myself, Ted Demme, who was one of the architects and creators of the show, along with Peter Daugherty and Fab Five Freddy, used to meet once a week to program the video.
Wow.
That's how much power we had over.
Wow.
We played what we want to play. As long as it passed. You know, they had, of course, certain things you couldn't show in the videos and stuff like that. But once it passed that, it was up to us to play whatever we wanted to play.
I remember, you know, just off the top of my head, like one of the scenes I remember seeing, I see it on Instagram now, is Tupac going at the Hughes brothers, right? And he's on Yo MTV Raps, and you see Ed Lover put his hand over his mouth, like, no, you can't say that. It was just like, you could see how much these artists respected you guys, and you saw these guys, you know, really from the beginning of their careers and kind of shaped, you know, what America was seeing as, you know, what was cool in hip-hop.
Well, the reason why I was able to do that with Tupac is because we were friends outside of the music, outside of Young TV Raps. We met on the set of Juice. Now, if you blink, you miss me in Juice, but I was in the movie. And we developed a friendship, and he was really good friends with my man Stretch. So anytime he would come through, we would just hang out. Like, anytime he was in New York, we would just hang out. Like, Pac's been to my mother's house. Like, my mother has fed him. I've been to his house in Atlanta. We just hung out. So that's why when he told the story about the Hughes brothers and beating up one of the Hughes brothers from firing off a minister of society, like two little punks, as he liked to say, I knew that it could get him in trouble because I knew they were going to file charges on him. And they did. And they actually subpoenaed that tape to use against him in
wow.
a civil trial.
What?
Gems.
Man.
That is insane. Now, Ed Lover, you've been a part of this culture since, I mean, I grew up listening to you, watching you in movies, one of the pioneers to do it. And I heard you tell this crazy story about you and Mike Tyson, and he gave you a car. Are you?
Mike, I got a lot of Mike Tyson stories,
but
I was hanging out with Mike Tyson in Manhattan, and then we went out to Queens to go to a Jamaican club, because we always like to go out to Queens and hang out. And we stayed in there till like 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. First Mike bought like 13, 14 bottles of champagne. Then he brought the bar out. Then we get outside and I'm drunk and he won't take me back to my car in Manhattan. So he just gives me the keys to this Bentley and I take the Bentley home. And to make a long story short, I had the Bentley for about 3 months before anybody ever called looking for that car. Yeah, and then when they did call to come get the car, I was so nervous to drive it, but I had already started driving it around. Because my friends gassed me up that you can't drive a Bentley. The engine that seize up if it don't move. I was dumb. I don't know. Never had a Bentley before. 15 years later, I see Mike Tyson and Tao, and we get to talking, and he goes, hey, this is a good life. Like, I haven't been champ for a long time, and people still recognize me. You haven't been on MTV in a long time. People still recognize you. Remember the times that we hung out and all the stories that fun that we had together? I said, yeah. He goes, remember that time I gave you the car to take home who was at that spot in Queens? I was like, yeah, you know, Queens, New York. He said, you know, I gave you that car, right? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I gave it to you. Jealous ass John and them came and got that car from you. I gave it to you because I liked you.
What?
So if I ever see John Horn and Rory Holloway, you owe me $350,000, okay? Thanks.
He looking for you.
Oh, my God. Listen, this is a... Ed Lover, Yo MTV Raps 30th anniversary experience. It goes down Friday, June 1st at the Barclays Center.
Yes, sir.
Can you please... come out with a podcast? Like, just this right here. I'm like, I want more.
I have a podcast. My podcast is out right now. So, Come On Son, the podcast. You can get it on iTunes. You hear me talking about MTV in the early days of MTV. What I love about being on MTV, some of the racial discrimination I had to fight against at MTV.
Yeah.
But MTV made me who I am today, man. I mean, James Edwin Roberts Jr. would not be Ed Lover without MTV.
Wow. Well, listen.
You know, so that's what it is, man. And the podcast is out right now. It's called Come On, Son, the Podcast. It's episode 72. You can get it on iTunes right now. And I'm definitely podcasting from the actual event, for sure.
Got it. Well, listen, man. This has been an honor to talk to you. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Q, knock it off.
No, this is real. No, no, hey, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I remember, you know, when you worked in Philly and we talked, I'm like, yo, that's Ed Lover. Like, Ed Lover knows who I am. So, like, it's a pleasure and it's an honor, you know, to talk to you. And your MTV Raps, you know, it really changed. This is why I'm in this, you know, like, you know, shows like right. that and being a young kid coming. In hip hop, and just to talk to you, it's definitely an honor. Yo MTV Raps 30th anniversary experience going down Friday, June 1st at the Barclays Center. Well, Ed Lover, an honor,
thank
my brother.
Thank you so much for having me. K Fox, it's absolutely wonderful to hear you on the radio again, sister.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is all love.
All the time. All the time. Q, you know you're my man. I'll see y'all when I touch down in Philly.
Much love, man. Keep it locked right here to 100.3.
Y'all be well.
My man.
You
too. 100.3 WRNB.